We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
The enormous 101.1 CBS FM, home of John Elliott. Now, John, I realize that when inclement weather or dangerous weather is about the tri-state area, you're supposed to warn everybody.
Right.
And obviously, if you've been listening to or watching television, you know that Ohio got racked up pretty good.
Yep.
That they had tornado warnings. And the local weatherman in Dayton, Ohio, Jamie Simpson, lost it because the viewers were all complaining. They wanted him to shut up and go back to the Bachelorette.
And they had a vicious tornado in Dayton that just,
horrible.
I mean, it was one of those that was, what do they call them? The one that's really wide and just sweeps through. They had a word.
Wedge.
A wedge tornado.
And
it just cleaned
the
place
out.
So
he's trying to help people, and they're all bitching and complaining. Poor guy. He snapped at him.
I liked it, what he did.
Yeah. You liked it? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was correct.
He's standing up for what's
those Bachelorette Twitter fans.
Yeah.
They're nutbags.
Idiots. They must have been real happy then with the electric company because everything went out right after that.
Oh, right.
So they didn't get to watch Bachelorette anyway.
That's great, buddy.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm done with you people. This is pathetic. I think all I'm saying is you can do that in a calmer way.
Right. Not get so worked
don't
up.
Get all worked up. Then you apologize.
Well, see, I believe there is a fine line between informing and alarming.
Yeah.
I believe our job is to inform, not alarm. And the hysteria and the hype, you know, he makes a good point. Our job is not to entertain. Our job is to, you know, make sure people stay safe. But, you know, the FCC, nobody cares anymore. We're not supposed to tell people what they need to know.
My point, but see, there's a difference between a professional like you. Look around, my friend. You're at CBS New York. He's in Dayton, Ohio, where you can still explode. He can lose it. He could have just said, listen, for your own good, you could have stayed calm, cool. Well, you're just talking about hysteria. That's what he was doing.
I worked with a guy down in Georgia. He'd get on, and I felt like he was going to wet his pants. You'd just get a thunderstorm, and he'd go crazy. And I said, hey, Oscar, slow it down.
Oscar,
good old Oscar,
slow down.
I've never heard of Oscar making it to the big market, though.
Oscar's a sweetheart.
Oscar Frost.
You know what?
Oscar Frost.
Whenever, I got to tell you something. Whenever I watch David Muir on ABC, whenever he signs on, coincidentally, there's always a lot of breaking news we got to get to every night.
This just in.
As we get on the air.
That's exactly what he says, Louis knows.
You can tell.
He goes,
just look at his brow.
He's breathless. He goes,
furrowed.
Good evening, I'm David Muir, and this just breaking as we went on the air. Every night something's breaking.
It's crazy.
He's so lucky. Anyway, speaking of lucky, Brad Blanks is here, and he's been out and about talking to one of the more talented young ladies on television. She's kind of breaking out. She started out on Dancing with the Stars, and now she's turned into a judge on America's Got Talent. Tell us about Julianne.
Oh, she was fantastic last night on the premiere of the show. She's a judge. She's, she swings between being a tough judge and a wonderful judge. And lovely young lady. And I caught up with her at a party last week. Julianne Hough, you're a judge.
Yes, I am. I am a judge on America's Got Talent.
I can see that you might be a really mean judge.
You know, actually, it's interesting because I'm super honest. I'm actually very direct and honest when I have something that I see that I love or that I don't necessarily love. But I feel like that's what I would want if I was pouring my heart out, I would want somebody to be really honest with me. So, yeah.
And you and Simon, you've probably known Simon for a long time, socially or... Yeah.
Socially, but I actually remember singing for Simon when I was 11 years old when I lived in London.
What?
Yeah, so we go way back.
What was that?
I was living in London and I had a little pop group. Yeah, we were pretty young though. I was 11.
And he judged you?
Yeah, he came to our house and listened to us sing, and clearly there wasn't a lot that came out of that, so...
Chase your whole life.
It could have, yeah.
It all turned out good in the end.
I can never get away from Simon, so there you go.
Well, you got to take me back, because my boss, Scott Shannon, he loved the girls' trip you did where you posted the photos on Instagram on a lake.
With our little moons? Yes. Yeah. I mean, we were on a boat drinking, so that's the honest to God truth. Well, and there was a full moon, so... Yes. We had four full moons.
Yeah, so just celebrate the moons.
Awesome. No worries.
Hey, great to see you.
Dallas, you might have had a couple of cocktails when you interviewed her.
I was a little bit wobbly, actually, yes.
Now, I'm not talking about you.
Or her.
Her? I think that's just her.
Remember
I think
that,
she's just so full of energy.
Remember that picture, though? They were on a boat.
We remember it well, Scott Shannon.
Some sort of a party. They had bikinis on. They dropped the bikinis, and they were very tasteful. They just sewed.
Yeah, very tasteful.
I remember you saying how cute they looked. I'm like, cute? I don't know about cute.
Well, it just showed the tip of the
really?
BC. Yeah.
There was a picture that I brought in yesterday. It was, I think it was got it offline, and it was really cute. Julianne Hough. It was a pretty girl. Remember, she used to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Mm-hmm.
She had a crew of her friends, like her posse.
Yeah.
And they were on a yacht on Lake Tahoe. Did you see this, John? Did you see the picture?
Mm-mm.
And it was called...
It's their butts.
Four Moons Over...
Whatever it was.
Four Moons Over Tahoe, I think.
Yeah. I think I'll be looking that up.
And it's not vulgar. I don't think. They're on a boat. And they thought it would be cute because there was a full moon, so they had their bikini bottoms off. But they're on their stomachs, and they just show half of their tail.
Brad, right? Looking at it.
Oh, my goodness.
Cute might not be the word you want to hear.
And we voted. We decided it probably would not be in our best interest to put that up on the Facebook page. Mm. Isn't it cute?
No, not cute.
Right. I guess I'm the only one who thinks it's cute.
The bare asses are cute.
No, it's not. I mean, it's amazing.
I'm clearly in the minority. All right. Maybe it's not cute. John, I'd like to get your opinion on this. Maybe I find one person.
Yeah, he needs to see it.
Looks like a bike rack.
For sure, too. That's all I need right now.
I love that. I love that, Brad. Looks like a bike rack.
Cute.
Yeah.
A cute bike rack.
Yeah.
How come it's okay for you to say bike rack and you get on me for cute?
Because cute makes it seem so innocent, and it's really not so innocent.
It is innocent.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, you've never done anything you regretted when you were out drinking?
No, not like that. Oh, no.
You're
not
going to
find pictures.
You were just telling us how cute it was earlier in the show.
What?
Getting frisked at TSA? No?
No, I didn't say that was cute. I said that was irritating.
As you know on this show, we use Uber all the time. Met some great people.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.